This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live, and when we say we're live, if it's 7 p.m., 10 p.m.,
we are live.
Eastern time.
Right.
You know, there's different time zones that we appear in, all the way from Atlantic to whatever time Guam is in. I don't know.
Yeah. And across the other way, correct? We have some European, African time zones, too, through satellite?
It's satellite. You would have African time zones.
Yeah.
Satellite. There's no doubt it could go as far as the Middle East there. I couldn't say for sure. Nonetheless, if it's you're going have to know what Eastern time zone is, and if it's between 7 p.m. to 10 p.m., we are live, and you can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That's what we do here on Free Talk Live. And the other thing we do is we talk about, we bring in issues that we want to talk about, and we usually talk about them from a liberty perspective.
Sure.
And that means that in some cases, we make the Republicans very unhappy, and in some cases, we make the Democrats very unhappy. So a liberty perspective says that you should be able to do what you want to do so long as you don't harm other people. If you do harm other people, you're then responsible for your actions. So that means in the case of carrying a firearm.
Guilty.
Yeah. Well, you carry a firearm. You're not guilty of anything, though. I'm sure you have all the paperwork in line.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, and I don't know how long you spent in the military, but it was plenty. You're well-trained, and I know you've got it. But, yeah, so, I mean, if you want to carry a firearm and you haven't harmed anybody with it, then what's the issue?
Right. But a lot of people are trying to make it an issue.
Oh, yes, they are.
You know, they talk about how what a threat guns on our streets are, and statistically, and I should have Googled this story before I said this, but I will Google it and we'll post it in the show notes. But the number of serious crimes committed by people that do conceal carry, licensed concealed carry handgun owners, is lower than the number of crimes committed by police.
Yeah. If you were to take, I mean, you know, everybody wants low gun crime.
Right.
Well, this particular group of people, the people who are licensed and legal and concealed carry permit holders, these folks, well, they're not really doing much. And so to prevent them from having certain types of weapons probably isn't going to stop a crime.
Right.
They're certainly out there. Yeah. Certainly, you know, some of them commit crimes, there's no doubt. But you're not stopping. You mentioned police, and certainly, you know, European countries. People always want to point to European countries.
Right.
If you take this group of people, they're less deadly than many European countries.
Sure.
As far as, you know, statistics go. So anyway, this is from Yahoo News. 6 reasons gun control will not solve mass killings. In the wake of tragic murder of 17 innocent students and teachers at the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida. I'm sure everybody heard about it. Plus, there's been quite a few things that have happened since. Lots of people are dealing with sort of unresolved grief, and they want to solve the problem.
Right.
And to solve the problem, they're coming up with things like, let's ban AR-15s. That seems to be a favorite.
It's the default choice. The default choice is to get rid of the guns because that's the problem. People are getting killed with guns, so you take away guns. But I have always had a gun, and I know hundreds of people that have had guns, and they're just not homicidal. You have to have two things. Is for a mass shooting, you need to have, one, a homicidal person, and second, you need to have a firearm.
Sure.
And you take away one of those, and you're not going to have a mass shooting.
That much is true, but you could still have a mass killing or
a mass truck attack like they just had in Canada. That was tragic. I can't remember. I think it was 14 dead, 23 wounded.
It is tragic. There's no doubt. I mean, but people are going to find the weapon to do what they want to do.
They will.
Number one, mass killings are rare, and mass public shootings are even rarer. Mass killings account for only about 0.2, not 2, but 0.2% of homicides every year in approximately, this is in the United States, and 1% of homicide victims. Only about 12% of mass killings are mass public shootings. Most mass killings are familicides, murders of family members or intimate partners, and felony-related killings such as robberies gone awry or gang-related turf battles. So if you move those things off, because there's nothing I can do about your family trying to, like, your family, if your family wants to kill, if a family member wants to kill everybody, they're probably going to be able to do it anyway.
Right.
With a gun or not. Secondly, if I just don't have anything to do with gang-related turf battles.
No, but we can thank the war on drugs for that.
Indeed.
And that's one of those things, you know.
The government.
When it is. It's government policy that creates black markets, and black markets have nowhere to turn to resolve disputes. They have no legal system, no court system, no system of moderating anything, so they turn to violence, and that's the only thing they are left with doing to settle things.
So mass shootings, although they have gone up in recent years, are still similar to rates that were in the 90s and the 80s. Number two, many gun control measures are not likely to be helpful. Over 90% of public mass shootings take place in gun-free zones where civilians are already not permitted to carry firearms.
Right. It's surprising to me, Mark, that, you know, a sign won't stop a homicidal maniac who's bent on killing lots of people.
It's amazing.
Maybe we need a bigger sign. Maybe the sign needs to be use more forceful language.
Let me make this go over this one more time. Over 90%, not 90%, more than 90%. If you're statistically in the above 90% category, you can say that something unequivocally either works or doesn't work, right?
Right. It's not so like it's
unequivocally
48.
Gun-free zones do not work.
Right.
Ladies and gentlemen, unequivocally gun-free zones do not work. Over 90% of public mass shootings take place in gun-free zones.
And it's interesting. And sadly, those are the places that I feel people are at their most vulnerable. Schools, you know, that's where if you feel that there's a threat, that having an armed security guard or I'll say it, armed teacher, if that person happens to feel comfortable with a firearm and is okay with concealment.
You don't
want to
shove a gun into every hand of every school marm out there?
Oh, yes, that's exactly what we want. Whether you want to carry this or not, here's your gun.
One of my problems with this debate in this country.
Right.
Look, I don't own a firearm. Right. My problem is big, fat, ugly liars.
Right.
And a big, fat, ugly liar is going to say, hey, let's give teachers the opportunity to carry guns. They're going to say, you're going to force teachers to carry guns. No, that's not what I said. That's a big, fat, ugly lie.
I tell you, I went to a March for Our Lives event here in Keene, New Hampshire. It was probably 4 or 5 weeks ago, something like that, down in Central Square, and I took my sign that said, ask me about my AR-15 on one side, and on the other side it says Pro 2A, let's talk. I wanted to have conversations, and
how'd it go?
What you just did, that caricature of an insane anti-gunner, was pretty much every conversation I had. I won't say that. I'll say it was about 50% of them. The other 50% would try a very reasonable approach with me to convince me of the error of my ways. And you know me, Mark. I don't yell and scream. I'm a very...
That's me.
There has to be one.
Yeah. What's a good thing that gun? The guy carrying the gun doesn't yell or scream.
Right. And that's a great example.
You've got the personality type for it.
Right. But there were certain people that were, and some of those people were, you know, expats from, you know, from Europe and things like that. That just got
they
completely.
Love the chains, boy.
They just got shrill. You know, it was just this shrill screaming, yelling at me about my AR-57. I can't forget that one.
They I've got statistics here. As far as it goes, Europe is not much safer than the United States when it comes to mass shootings.
No.
Because, well, if somebody really wants to do a mass shooting, there's not much you're going to stop them, not much you're going to do to be able to stop them. It's a lot easier to control guns on an island than it is on a continent.
Right.
And that's, you know, sorry. Going on here, the average age of mass public shooters is 34. So increasing the age, minimum age for purchasing firearms is not going to hit your target of mass shooters.
That's interesting.
Yep. A few mass shooters, public mass shooters, have used high-capacity magazines, but there's no evidence the lethality of their attacks would have been affected by delays of 2 to 4 seconds to switch magazines. So, your thoughts, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450 and the word free. Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com.
Mother's Day sneaks up and we hit the panic button. We get suckered into online flower giants pitching $19.99 flowers that end up costing $60. Or we grab last-minute produce department flowers that smell oddly like green onions. That tells mom you don't care enough to send flowers from the Books. That's short for bouquet, and they're booking awesome. Books flowers are as unique and special as your mom. They're freshly cut from Books farms and delivered straight to your mom so they last weeks, not days. Books even has farms located on the side of a volcano that produce flowers so gorgeous mom will post pics of them and brag about you. And because Books cuts out the middleman, you'll get amazingly fresh flowers at an amazing price. Show mom how much you care. Send her artisan design flowers from the Books. Order today and get an extra 15% off when you enter code FTL. That's BOUQS.com. And remember to enter FTL to save an extra 15%. That's Books.com, BOUQS.com. And remember, code FTL saves an extra 15%.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's the obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. And tonight we are talking about how banning guns will not stop mass shootings. And Now, on this show, that is certainly not a controversial opinion, and it's not really an opinion. This is a factual news piece from Yahoo's news. You know, I didn't write this. This is what they're saying, and I'm only reading it. Of course, it's, you know, something we've basically the facts we've portrayed over time. You would think, with all the people who are throughout America who are of the opinion that banning assault rifles or whatever is a good idea, you would think that the phones would be blowing up right now. Not happening, I can assure you.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, because they don't like people like don't like to be confronted with facts that disagree with their worldview.
Yes,
and they always feel like there's some nuance that needs to be pointed out. And this, you know, that's what Free Talk Live is about. The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-free. But best I can tell, there is no correlation to gun bans and a reduction of crime. Like, none. There's no correlation.
Yeah, and it's certainly, you can't look at U.S. laws, because U.S. laws regarding firearms are mostly based in the state. There are very few federal gun laws. There's a few really big ones that keep you from owning certain kinds of guns, no matter what state you live in. But we have states like New Hampshire, formerly had very liberal handgun and long gun laws.
Did they pass something that I don't know about?
Yeah, they basically implemented an assault weapons ban and some other things, high capacity magazines, and I'll pull that up and we can talk about that.
It probably won't change
a
thing.
It won't, but it makes people feel good. And conversely, you have states like New York and, you know, Illinois, who have taken a very strict view of gun regulation.
You think
and,
that guns, gun crime would be nearly non-existent in those places.
Right. But sadly, it's the opposite. That's
higher.
What hers, yeah. And, you know, again, I don't want to say that all the shootings in Chicago, which are horrendous, they have one of the highest murder rates in the country. For a large city, you know, New Orleans also has very strict handgun laws and things like that. There are also places that have lots of gang activity due to the war on drugs. So, you know, there's a couple things at play there. But people get so shrill, and people will, you know, I threw out some of the same statistics that we're talking about today when I went to that gun rally, anti-gun rally. And I was met with answers like, I don't want to hear your NRA BS.
Right.
It's like, well, I'm not a member of the NRA, and these numbers aren't coming from the NRA. They're coming from the CDC, because I was quoting CDC numbers.
Well, but what they'll tell you is that the Center for Disease Control has been banned, and this is true. They're banned from studying studying guns and their effects on crime. But they have done it in the past.
Sure.
And those studies show that guns are used far more often to prevent crimes than they are to commit them.
That's about when they banned them from looking into things.
It is. Now, I don't know. I mean, I can't exactly say why they banned them. Maybe they got the result they wanted. They didn't want any other results. I can't tell you.
The estimate was 500,000 to 3 million times each year handguns or firearms are used defensively, meaning to stop a crime. And
that's
that
correct.
Was not what... Well, I don't think that was the result Obama was expecting when he asked for that study to be done.
Right, but you'll be told, well, there's just no good data. Well, I'm sorry,
right.
Because there's no good data because the CDC hasn't studied. Now, just because the CDC is not allowed to use government money to study this doesn't mean that the CDC is not allowed to use private money to study it.
Sure.
And it doesn't mean that any other organization isn't allowed to use government or private money. Specifically, the CDC is not allowed to use government money to study this issue, but there's lots of studies.
Yeah, and there's a great one to go back to was the FBI's Uniform Crime Reports. You know, those are updated every single year. Pretty much all police forces are going to submit their information to them, usually through the state. And that's even if it's not completely all encompassing, it's a great sampling of what's going on around the country and from state to state. And that data is going to back up the same things we're saying. You know, it's rare that that long guns like, you know, AR-15s are ever used in crimes. You're going to find out looking at their data that a high number are in gun-free zones, and you can look at average ages, you can look at everything, and you can find out where this information comes from.
It's really irrefutable. There's really no good statistics out there that say that gun bans are effective in reducing crime.
Right.
Now, if you want to reduce crime, you outlaw poor people. Because, yeah, sadly, they're the ones that are going to use much more likely to be convicted of violent crimes. Look, I don't like it.
Right.
I don't want it to be the case, but it appears to be. Now, there's some statistics you can look at.
Right. Look at You can look at arrests by financial, by income level, by race and creed, and. It's a gun issue, but it's also a war on drugs issue.
That much is true. Many gun control measures are not likely to be helpful, as they've said here. The Virginia Tech shooter killed 32 and injured 17 with two handguns. So an AR-15 ban wouldn't have stopped that.
Right.
One of which had a 10-round magazine and the other a 15-round magazine. He simply brought 19 extra magazines. It takes about 3 seconds to switch out a magazine.
Yep, ballpark.
5.
Yeah, if you're completely unskilled, it's going to take you a little while, but that's one thing that we know about these mass shooters. They usually get so fixated, they're practicing, and they're pretty efficient once they go in,
right.
Sadly.
23 people were killed and another 20 injured in a Kaleen, Texas cafeteria by a man with two 9mm handguns, capable of maximum 15 rounds and 17-round magazines, respectively. A mentally disturbed man armed with two handguns and a shotgun killed 21 people in San Ysidro McDonald's and injured another 19. The handguns utilized 13 and 20-round magazines. The shotgun had a 5-round capacity. What was it that Joe Biden said about rifles? Ladies, you don't need an AR-15.
Just get a shotgun.
Just get a shotgun. I mean, and then you can go on YouTube and watch women shooting a shotgun, and you can watch women falling down over and over and over again.
Yeah.
My wife hates her shotgun. Hates it.
Right.
And, I don't know what to say.
I do know it's the last thing I want to have is my girlfriend to be afraid to pick up a gun. Because she's afraid of what the gun may do to her shoulder or what's going to happen when she fires it. I want her to be comfortable with it and realize that she can use it, it's not going to hurt, and she can defend herself.
The number here is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live. And you can call in. You can talk about whatever you want. If this is your issue, please, by all means, 855-450-3733 here on Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale priced for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance with one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests, wherever you are, I will find you. Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. But, you know, we're talking about the six reasons gun control will not stop mass shootings. And it's a story by Yahoo.com. And, well, just about everything in here seems to be something we've talked about in the past.
Right.
As far as I'm concerned, somebody carrying a gun hasn't harmed anybody else. You know, there shouldn't be an issue. I want to tell you real quick about how to do your online shopping at shop.freetalklive.com. You just go to shop.freetalklive.com. We've got several retailers there, including Walmart, which are, you know, if you do your shopping there, you take that one that moment to add that one extra click involved in the shopping process. We get a little spiff back from these companies, and it's helpful. It decentralizes the advertising process and makes it so that we are not beholden to all kinds of advertisers that are out there on the radio. And not that they're not great, but just saying, you do your shopping there and you're helping us to decentralize a little bit. shop.freetalklive.com. Let's go to Charisse calling in from Kansas. Charisse, you're on Free Talk Live. I hope I got your name right.
Yes, Cerise.
Cerise.
No, no H. Yeah. Hey, I have listened to you guys. I drive home from work at this time, so I've heard you several times, and I think I called once maybe a year ago.
Great.
And you're
nice.
A delight to listen to. But you know what? I think you might have accidentally come up with a solution when you were talking about it's the poor people who commit the most violence.
Violent crimes. And actually, what I said was they are arrested more often for violent crimes. But yeah,
sure.
Please, go ahead.
Sure. So seriously, I mean, I'm really serious here. I'm not being facetious. So if we know that about poor people, when you are poor, you don't have access to mental health services. Sometimes you go hungry, you know, all those things. So how about making sure the services that can help poor people to bring them up, maybe we should focus on that. Therefore, they would be committing fewer crimes.
I'm fine with that if you're willing to trade me for government spending in other places. So if,
for instance,
yeah, I get to cut $3 out of every out of the military spending in order for you to get $1 of government programs. But you know, it's a non-starter with the situation we've got in America.
I know. Yeah, totally. I mean, really, when you said that, I just thought, wow, now that's a different way to approach it. Again, it would be hard to get statistics, but at least the way you were thinking was kind of out of the box, and I appreciated that.
Well, what my proposal would be is to trade our non-productive poor people for highly productive poor people from other countries. That way, we can get the folks that are going to do a great job.
No, you are kidding, aren't you?
Why?
Oh, we can.
Why are they my responsibility? The fact that I was popped out inside of the United States makes everybody from San Diego to Bangor my responsibility. It seems ridiculous.
But I'll say it's not their fault.
Whose fault?
Right, yeah.
It's not the fault of poor people.
Of what?
There's so many ways to look at it, and I sometimes am in a situation where I wouldn't say I'm poor, but it's harder to access services. I can't see. My glasses are old, you know, and so it's a matter of perspective, and you made me think differently. And again, that was just really good. You guys are vibrant and full of energy.
Thank you for the call.
Thanks. Therese.
You bet. Thank you. Bye.
Bye. You were saying, Chris, I'm sorry.
No, I was going to say it's not poor people's fault. They are poor.
Some people are certainly in those conditions because of medical reasons.
There is that, but I look at government. I look at a system of entitlement that makes people dependent upon the state instead of doing what I think is sort of human nature, which is to go out and try to succeed.
Sure.
Now, not everyone is going to succeed who tries. But I think when you eliminate all those incentives and just say, you know what, you don't really have to do, we have such low expectations from you, just stay home and do whatever you do. Well, then people who do want a little bit of extra money aren't going to be able to do it they can't do it above board. They have to turn towards black markets as a way to supplement their government income. And those are the types of things we see. So it's circular. It's never ending.
I think the government exacerbates the problems regularly when it comes to these things.
Sure.
Not to mention the destruction of the family that I think is so important. I got to say that.
I agree.
Yeah, you know, I really floundered financially prior to meeting my wife, but taking her strong suits and my strong suits, sort of putting them together,
right,
made it so that. Yeah, I mean, you know, I could make money. She was better at spending it properly or not spending it, really, is
right,
the key.
Right, the way
it's not what you make. It's what you spend as far as your lifestyle goes. So, anyway, let's go to the phones. Robert from Vermont. Robert, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, I would be happy to give up my Vermont state food stamps to get an income from cryptocurrency.
That sounds good.
That's
absolutely, it would. But that's not why I called, though. I called because, you know, at the beginning of the show or after getting into the show, you guys were talking about, you know, the firearms and the rallies and stuff. You were mentioned that you were surprised that nobody called in. And that statement right there can't be said enough. You know, I guess the thing that really kind of scares me is that, you know, we have this woman's movement that's coming, which is a good thing, but I'm not sure. But
the Me Too movement?
If there's any indication of what the woman's movement did to Bill Cosby, I'm wondering what's going to happen with our government and stuff like that. I think that the Republican Party, I think that it's finished.
Is finished?
I think so, yeah, because they've allowed, you know, this to go on for too long. They've insulted the intelligence of the public. They've, you know, done inappropriate things, and
You know, I think the Republicans Party's problem is probably demographically an issue.
Yeah.
Like they're getting older and, you know, the party's moved old and white, which the nation is moving younger and more brown. And so that's a demographic issue that the Republican Party has. I would say that the Democratic Party has the problem of identity politics. And
true.
By that, what I mean is people that identify as a certain thing and say that I'm part of this group or there is this group and this group is treated badly. Because those groups go after each other for who is treated the worst.
Right.
And
competing.
They end up eating their own, as it were.
Yes,
right?
They
so
do.
You've got the trans people saying that, you know, natural breastfeeding is it's inappropriate to talk about natural natural breastfeeding of children. Because some women can't breastfeed is the notion.
Right.
And look, when I'm being controlled, my language is being controlled in this way. It's going to get people upset, I guess, is what I'm trying to say. So you've got, feminists saying that trans people aren't real women. Stop it. That you're ruining the women's movement and all those things. And then, Black Lives Matter says,
right.
You white women have it pretty good. The whole thing.
Yeah, and I will say this. There have been, it's been the year of Me Too, and it's been the year of I was attacked, violated. I want to really be careful here because I'm gonna piss somebody off. But there are people out there, women and transgendered and gay people and heterosexual males that have been aggressed against by someone else. And that's important. And that doesn't have it doesn't seem to have an ideological tilt to it. You've got, Roger Ailes leaving Fox News, and you got Kevin Spacey getting basically thrown off one of the biggest shows on TV. So, it's not a left versus right thing. It's just an issue.
Yeah, thanks for the call, Robert. Appreciate it. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. You can call in and talk about the statements I've just made. You can call in on gun control. You can call in on anything.
Right.
You're certainly welcome here on Free Talk Live. That's what we do 7 days a week from 7 p. to 10 p. Eastern Time. Want to tell you real quick, you can call in on Skype if that's what you wish to do. The username here is LRN. That says in Liberty Radio Network, LRN.FM. Here on Free Talk Live. This is one of the most important organizations for freedom in the world. New Hampshire is ground zero for freedom, and the NHLA is the best organization at promoting effective liberty activism. This ad is sponsored by Free Talk Live, and I, Mark Edge, am a lifetime member because I believe in the NHLA. Please check them out at nhliberty.org. Not everyone can move right now, but you can support the cause. Donate top cryptocurrencies or old-fashioned U.S. dollars, nhliberty.org. Visit their website and see what they're all about, nhliberty.org.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Mm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. Technical difficulties. The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. And you can call in, talk about whatever's on your mind here on this live edition of Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
And Chris.
For years, libertarians of all stripes have wanted a directory of liberty-minded businesses. Well, we're here to help. Liberty.menu. Liberty.menu is a tool for our community. It's, at its core, a directory for events, businesses, and digital content, and more. Listings can be rated and reviewed, and there's a bit of a social networking aspect, so you can connect and share with others. Use Liberty.menu, and it's exclusively for individuals who reject the initiation of force and those who agree to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle. Put your voluntarious ideas into action at Liberty.menu, and use code FTL to get a special badge. It's Liberty.menu. Let's go to the phones. Larry calling in from Indianapolis. Larry, you're on Free Talk Live.
How you doing, Mark and Ian?
Ian's not on tonight. He's off at Libertarian Party event. It's Chris.
Yep, it's Chris.
That's great. And Chris, well, you know you talk about guns. This is an irrelevant argument that you're trying to have with anybody. I know you haven't had any takers tonight, but guns are just do nothing. We shouldn't even consider that. The thing I'm afraid of is all these people running around carrying guns that have uncertainty in their jobs and in their financial situations,
yeah,
where one incident can cause them to lose everything. So that's what I'm more worried about than anything. But in any way, you talk about welfare, right? Everybody fucks at the poor, gets at the poor. Well,
it's not actually as it appears,
right? The people that are on welfare, in which they've lobbied for, corporations are on welfare. When they come to town, they get hundreds of million dollars as incentive packages. Some cities give them $1 million cash jackpots. And what they end up doing is, if they do bring any jobs to the set, Those jobs are highly subsidized. I think I remember one firm here in town that moved in and bought 120 jobs. Each one of those jobs was subsidized to $230,000. So I think that when you have business, I agree with your libertarian standpoint, that if you have to have one penny of government assistance, that means that you really don't have a business. I mean, I see it all the time, and I sit here where big corporations, some of them are Fortune 500, they come before our city council and beg for incentive packages. They get on their knees to get the tax abatements. And this is really a situation where the city is giving this money over, and it's never going to be paid back, because when you ask them to pay it back in the future, they're going to tell you, go pound sand. We're going to give you nothing.
They're going to move out.
We want you to renew it. So,
I'd like to put a finer point on it, if I may, Larry. I would say that I agree that any kind of money that comes from the public coffers that goes to a corporation is corporate welfare, and like that's no business.
There's nothing libertarian about that.
Nothing libertarian about that. However, I would say that a tax abatement, if a company takes advantage of a tax abatement, moves some to some place or another like that, I would not want to call that corporate welfare, because it seems like
it is.
Well, I got to say, I'll take my tax abatements wherever I can get them.
No, but here's how it works is when they get that tax abatement, they go straight to the bank, right? And they get, like, I have a 10-year tax abatement for $20 million. They go to the bank and get that money. They draw that money down as they go. So I just like to say that we need to reevaluate our statements that we make about welfare, because when you have the large corporations that have seen what welfare can mean to your bottom line, and they're definitely in a competition with the poor now.
Everybody's on the public, the public teat. There's no doubt about it.
As well, it's going to be in the future. Thanks, Mark and Chris.
Thanks. Appreciate the call, Larry. Thank you. And what Larry's pointed out is that he's right. So if you look at people who accept government assistance, that would include those who get a check from the government.
Or a service for free.
What service are you talking about?
I'll say health care or something like that. You may not actually get a check, but you get
pretty much
something that the government pays for and then gives to somebody else for no charge.
Everybody who's getting government health care is over the age of 65, so they're already getting a check for Social Security, right?
Oh, not anymore.
Well, I mean, with Obamacare, you're getting insurance. So I guess you can get subsidized insurance.
Yes.
Okay, I'm down.
Yeah, no, and insurance is correct. Good point.
Yep. Then you take people who work for an organization, a company that works for the government, and then you take for people who work for the government, you're supposedly, the numbers I've heard, those who are on some kind of government assistance, work for the government, or work for a company that works for the government, that you're at something like 50% of the population.
Yeah.
And then when you add in some corporation who's getting some kind of government assistance on top of that, then you're pretty high where everybody's on the dole. It's not too many people. Like, usually what they'll come at somebody like me, a libertarian, they'll say,
right,
you use the roads, don't you? Well, exactly how am I supposed to get around if I don't? So you're telling me that I should pay this extortion to pay for the roads, and then not use them. Like, you can't charge me for firefighter services and then tell me I can't use them.
Right.
That doesn't make much sense. On one, I mean, if I could withdraw my money, then you'd be in an opt-in situation.
Right.
Or an opt-out situation. If, for instance, let's just use government schools.
Mm-hmm.
My son's never gone to a government school, and to the best of my ability, he will never go to a government school.
Good for you.
Exactly why should I pay to keep a government school going? Now, further, I could point out, since I do pay for my son's schooling and money is fungible, that in fact, the money that I would spend on his education is being spent on other people's kids' education. That's some reverse Robin Hood crap right there.
Right. Well, and you're going to pay double.
I drive a 2002 F-350. It's not like I'm riding around in style here, okay?
And you're going to pay double because you care about your child's education, and I don't blame you for not sending him to an indoctrination camp run by the state. It's insanity. But I think what it comes down to, I mean, we have these systems, and they've been in place since really since the beginning of the progressive era, they've just gotten larger and larger. We have the social welfare programs like, you know, Medicaid and, you know, food stamps and housing assistance and all that stuff. And then we have the corporate welfare, which is, you know, subsidies and handouts to everything from big oil to big pharma to small businesses, too. And, you know, between the two of them, this is not the country that I think anyone envisioned in the 1700s or in the 1800s. I don't think anybody would ever believe that everything would be flipped on its head to the point where government was the provider for almost everyone. Of course, we all pay for
it
government.
It won't work. Not in the long run.
It won't.
Public mass shooters, I'm going to go back to the story here. Public mass shooters typically have histories of mental health. According to one study, 60% of public mass shooters have been diagnosed with a mental health disorder or demonstrated signs of serious mental health issues prior to the attack. It's worth pointing out here that under the Reagan administration, essentially public mental health institutions were defunded. A large body of research shows a statistical link between mass public killings and serious untreated psychiatric illnesses. Now, serious untreated psychiatric illnesses is kind of the sticker here. If they're untreated up to this point, then how do we know that these people would have been put in some kind of loony bin prior Correct. To the shooting? The most commonly diagnosed illnesses among mass public shooters are paranoid schizophrenia and severe depression. It's important to remember, and let's not forget the SSRIs that it seems like every public shooter is on. What is that, serotonin?
Different drugs that are meant to manage the level of serotonin within the brain, even though there is no scientific number for what a proper level of serotonin is in any individual. So they just move it up or down and see how that does for you.
Right.
That's it.
I mean, most people who have mental health issues are not violent, but there's some of them that are. And the problem is that once you start treating, you're moving. I mean, all we are in this world is the chemicals that float around in our brain.
Right.
You know, and some people have chemicals that are so messed up in their brain that they have to be locked in a room and kept away from other people.
And what happens when they stop taking those?
Right. When they choose to not, choose to self-diagnose and not medicate.
Right. And that's when you see those may cause homicidal or suicidal reactions. So that's on the label. That's that bad.
The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-453 here on Free Talk Live. Or you can join our Discord at discord.freetalklive.com.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells, using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily, and on average, see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.